My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, we meet Davin's new scammer, Han. So listen and enjoy.
So this is a new girlfriend that I have. I will show a picture up to the camera of who this woman is. Let's see. Here we go. Hopefully I got this. She is an Asian woman in her 40s, I'd probably say. Good-looking woman. This is my first Asian. First person posing as an Asian. So this is very exciting.
Gotcha.
And the way she approached me was brand new. Now, this happens on October 9th. Of 2019. So she had posted, I think she saw posted a comment or something that she liked my comedy or something, and she asked me to message her. So I messaged her at 11:32 on October 9th. I go, "You wanted to hear from me? What can I do for you?" So she goes, "Smile," and then "Hi." This is a new thing. People are writing, like, these scammers write to me, "Smile." I never get "smile" from anybody else in messages. Do you?
No.
So I go, "Hi." She goes, "I like your comedy." So immediately I'm interested. Anybody who likes what I do, I'm interested. She goes, "Sorry for late reply. I've been busy with work." I go, "Thanks. Where did you see it? What do you do?" She goes, "The reason..." Now, here we go. Here comes the long message. "The reason why I'm messaging you is I'm returning to Instagram after a short period of time and started to reestablish my friends list, and for some reason, Instagram keeps adding you to my suggested list of people I may know. Usually the list composes of other mutual friends that Instagram has compiled, and I don't see any connection on why Instagram continues to add you to be a possible friend. But I like to meet new people, so I would like to know more about you, or what do you think? Hope to hear from you soon." This is new.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, Instagram, you know, accept new Instagram friends, but, you know, not for nothing.
Well, I mean, I accept new Instagram friends.
Right.
I go, "Okie dokie." I go, "You are friends with a mutual friend." I saw that she was friends with a mutual friend. So much for that. We don't have mutual friends.
Right.
She goes, "Where are you from?" They always want to know where I'm from. I go, "New York. What about you?" She goes, "What city are you from?" I go, "Are you going to visit, LOL? Where are you from?" Why does she need to know what city? I mean, it's harmless, but I'm very skeptical now after all of our years without dealing with this nonsense, Joe.
Well, you know, why not? You know, you might want to know where you're from. You know, where could you be? You're out of curiosity. Where are you from?
Yeah, it's harmless. So she responds, "Am a citizen of the United States, lowercase I." Right there. No, I am. Am a citizen. What do we know about that, Joe?
You ain't from here.
Yeah, pretty much. That's been our experience. I live in Albany, New York. I am 38 years old, and I am into supply of skincare products and jewelries. I am single mother with one kid and currently seeking for a relationship, but not rushing myself. I am 5'7", 134 centimeters. Really? I don't know too many Americans that use the metric system.
She's a woman with a daughter or a child.
A kid.
The old playbook.
Yeah. And she's looking for a relationship. How fortunate. She's got an athletic build, mentally stable, physically fit, a bunch of laughs, warm, caring, honest, good listening, God-fearing. They're always God-fearing. They never go, "You know, I don't really believe in the God." They always have God on their side.
Yeah. Mentally stable.
Well, we'll put that to a test, won't we, Joe?
That is a biggie, yeah.
God-fearing, a positive person, I, again, lowercase, am a trader profession and am right now in Germany to supply my goods. I will be back home hopefully in 5 days' time. So she's out of the country, but she's got time to do this Instagram nonsense.
Yeah. Well, you get bored in the hotel.
I'm sure that's what it is. I work hard and know how to have fun. I am real easy person to talk to and a good listener. I am really interested in wanting to know about what makes you the special person you are today. What are your goals? Hope to hear back from you. Again, it's like a fucking dating site. This is Instagram. What are we doing here?
But I find this interesting because basically she just, you know, piled up this big Hitler shit. And it's going to be interesting to see where this goes when she starts asking for the payoff.
Oh, Joe. Joe,
yeah,
she's got a job. She don't.
I know. 8 years of doing this, maybe I'm just getting jaded.
Yeah, it could be. I go, impressive. I go, my goal is to make a positive difference in the world. She goes, I see you have really bright prospect, and I like your outlook on life. It really means a lot to me. So tell me, what do you think of relationships? I really want to know about your past relationship. Have you ever met anyone off the internet? What was it like? Oh, honey.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.